Court rejects Los Angeles DA Gaskin's directives. Los Angeles A California appellate court ruled this week that Los Angeles District Attorney George Gaskin can't reject charging three-strike allegations and sentencing enhancements. A three-judge panel of the California 2nd District Court of Appeal upheld June 2 in a 71-page injunction that voters and the legislature created a duty, enforceable in mandamus, that requires prosecutors to plead prior serious or violent felony convictions to ensure the alternative sentencing scheme created by the three strikes law applies to repeat offenders. Gaskin argued that he has the authority to order prosecutors not to pursue prior strike or sentencing enhancements. But the appellate court said he overstates his authority and is an elected official who must comply with the law, not a sovereign with absolute, unreviewable discretion. The suit, brought by the Association of Deputy District Attorneys, took issue with Gaskin's criminal justice reforms following his election in December 2020. Gaskin, who was elected by Angelenos on a promise to change the criminal justice system, introduced several bold steps for reform, such as holding accountable law enforcement officers who violate the law, no longer charging minors as adults, eliminating many sentencing enhancements including firearms, ending the death penalty, and removing cash bail for misdemeanors or non-violent felony crimes. Last year, Los Angeles Superior Court Judge James C. Chalfant ruled sided with the District Attorneys Association, arguing Gaskin cannot order blanket rulings for prosecutors to ignore laws the union argues are for public safety, including the three-strike cases and sentencing enhancements. California's three-strike law, established in 1994 after voters largely approved Proposition 184, required defendants convicted of a new felony to serve their sentences twice as long as a normal prison term. After two or more felony strikes, the law required at least 25 years in prison to life. Opponents of the law say this led to mass incarceration of minorities. Today, the judiciary affirmed the rule of law, Vice President of the Association, Eric Siddle, said via Twitter yesterday. Gaskin's authority is not absolute. He must follow the rules. While we are heartened by the court's ruling, we continue to be disappointed that LA's chief prosecutor forced us to take him to court to stop him from breaking the law. Former District Attorney Steve Cooley told the Epoch Times that Gaskin's policies have endangered public safety. Now the courts are telling him that some are downright illegal, Cooley said. His combination of ineptness as a lawyer and dangerousness as a prosecutor have come together. Now, Gaskin faces a recall campaign that has just a month left to gather the needed signatures, or 10% of all registered Los Angeles County voters, to trigger a recall election on November 8. The recall is supported by the association along with several other high-profile law enforcement personnel, such as Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva and the Los Angeles Police Protective League.